Hey there, agility friend. If you've listened to a few of my podcast episodes, you know that I'm a huge fan of something called growth mindset. You can have access to the best instruction in the world, and you can have the best dog in the world, and the best skills in the world, but if you don't have a solid mindset and approach to the challenges that sport and life are going to toss your way, you're not going to be able to really make the most of all of those bests that you have, you know, best instruction, best dog, best skills, all that stuff. I'm so passionate about the importance of our mindset when it comes to dog agility and really everything in life that I've written an ebook about growth versus fixed mindset, what the hallmarks of those two mindsets are, and how one can really propel you along your agility journey and one may really be holding you back, maybe without you even being aware of it. That ebook is not for sale anywhere, but it is available for free to subscribers of my email list. So if you're curious about what a growth mindset is, what a fixed mindset is, and how to ensure that you've got the right mindset for making the most of your dog agility training and handling journey, head to podcast.theagilitychallenge.com and scroll down till you see the link to subscribe to my email list and get that ebook. It's totally free and it's a game changer. Check it out today at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com.
This tip is one that speaks to me on a personal note, and I'm pretty sure I'm not alone. As a kid, I had no problem appearing foolish or silly or stupid. By myself, with my dogs, I still have no problem being a complete and total goon. But looking foolish or stupid or failing at something in front of others is something that's gotten harder and harder for me to be comfortable with as I've become a more skilled and experienced performer. I don't want people to see me fail. I don't want to post videos of my bad runs. I have a harder time in seminars and workshops dealing with failure in front of others. I don't want my students or peers to think less of me or my skills when they see me stumble or make a mistake. And yet, the ability to be willing to look stupid or foolish, the ability to fail unabashedly and get up again, focused only on how to improve the next time with no concern about how any of it looks to others, is crucial to real improvement. The only way to improve is to constantly be working at the edges of your skill level. And if you're working at the edges of your skill level, you're going to fail. Unless you're a truly enlightened individual, at some point, the notion that you'd rather avoid looking foolish is going to pop up, and a little voice inside your head is going to tell you that you'd be better off slipping back down to an area you're comfortable and skilled with, a level where you're less likely to fail, less likely to look stupid or foolish. The social emotional burn is real. Top performers are willing to fail, and they're willing to do that repeatedly in the name of improvement. So how do you ensure that you're always comfortable looking silly or foolish or stupid? How can you avoid the trap of avoiding expanding your skill set in the name of looking good? When it comes to physical exercise, we all expect to feel discomfort because after all, the saying is no pain, no gain, right? As dog trainers, most of us have heard of the 80-20 rule when it comes to training, that if our dogs aren't experiencing at least 20% failure, we're probably not actually growing their understanding of a behavior. And that's because mistakes are essential to progress. Being able to adopt this attitude when it comes to learning new skills, it's the key to being able to grow effectively, to make the necessary mistakes without being overly disheartened emotionally by them, despite the emotional discomfort that making those mistakes may bring. So when it comes to the social emotional burn and making mistakes, here's a saying that might be a good one for you to adopt. And it is, no burn, no learn. If you have an instructor, coach, or group of friends that you train with, have a conversation about failure and how mistakes serve as guideposts that you use to get better. Mistakes and failure should not be taken to heart. You may fail, but you're not a failure. I mean, look at the sign I've got behind me. It says, success is never final. And failure is never fatal. It's from Coach John Wooden. Make sure that people around you are all on the same page with this and be supportive of one another, encouraging one another to get to and stay in that space where mistakes happen. And then make sure you're all ready to remind one another that mistakes just mean you're on the edge, that you're growing your skill level. Take an active role in creating a culture where making mistakes is encouraged and where looking foolish or stupid is just something that lightens the mood, where you know that your friends are just laughing with you and not at you, because looking silly or foolish is totally okay, and you're all prepared to come to one another's aid if something goes seriously wrong. If you're by yourself like I am, then put some inspirational posters or signs in your training space. Keep external reminders handy to continually encourage yourself to reach and to remind yourself not to interpret mistakes as verdicts or judgments on you as a person, but as pieces of information that you'll use to improve your performances in training. So, do you have inspirational quotes, posters, or signs in your training area that help you to remember that making mistakes and looking foolish or stupid is totally okay? And that it's an ability to be valued rather than something to be avoided? If you're part of a group, what does your group do, if anything, to encourage mistake-making as a natural part of growth? Come up with a motto, something short and memorable, that will encourage you to keep making mistakes, even at the risk of feeling silly, foolish, clumsy, awkward, or stupid. One company that Daniel Coyle, you know I was going to bring it up, the author of The Little Book of Talent, because I just love that book, one company that he interviewed had this motto, and the motto was, once a week, you should make a decision at work that scares you. So I'm going to take that and I'm going to adjust it a little bit for our purposes. And I'm going to say, once a week, make a handling or training decision that scares you. So here are a couple more tips from Daniel Coyle from his website, and I have linked to that website below, on making the burn something to be welcomed rather than avoided. First, target and celebrate small wins. Amid the clumsiness of the start, there are moments of figuring out fundamentals, of making small improvements. Find them, name them, and highlight them. Second, share your screw-ups. Seek people and cultures, groups, that encourage openness about failure. Finally, embrace irrationality. Forget the notion of steady, linear progress, because that's just not the way learning works. Learning happens slowly and painfully at first, and then sometimes with surprising speed. These big leaps, they don't seem logical, but if you put the time in, they are inevitable. So that's it for this week's agility challenge tip. I would love to hear from you in the comment section what the most recent handling or training decision you made was that scared you a little bit, or what the most recent instance of appearing foolish or silly was for you, and how you felt on the other side of it. Were you supported by the training group that you're part of? Were you supported by your friends or fellow competitors? Let's hear from you. Go ahead, scroll to the bottom, leave a comment, and I'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for joining me on the Agility Challenge podcast with Daisy Peel. If you'd like to take your agility training, handling, and mental game to the next level, check out that ebook that I mentioned at the top of the episode. You can get it for free at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com. It's not for sale anywhere, and it's only available to subscribers of my email list. Getting on board with the right mindset when it comes to your dog agility handling and training challenges is a game changer, so make sure you check it out.